Tuesday evening, everyone.
Good show.
We got all kind of stuff going on here. Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to the Double L Show on Tuesday night here on Kayak Fishing Radio. We got some guests there in the chat room. Guests, you can use your Facebook or Twitter account to log in, and then you'd be able to interject within the chat room or ask any questions. Or you can just sit back and relax and take it all in. Don't forget, too, that we are now available on apps for both Google and Apple products. So get your app. Never miss an episode. Plus, you can listen to past episodes of all four nights of the week shows. So appreciate everybody tuning in tonight. We got a lot of things to cover. Let's see who all showed up so far. We got Don Juan Paredes in the room. The Nothing, Isaac. Hey, what's going on, Isaac Miller?
What's wow. Hi, Isaac.
Yeah. Good to see you, Isaac. Who else we got there? Tommy V, Tommy Head Jigs, Melita, Jesse Ham. Very
Russell.
Cool.
Russell, aren't you supposed to be studying? This is not studying for your advancement.
Yeah. He's studying. He's got to take a break.
Okay, 60-minute
cool.
break and then back to the books.
60 minutes, is that what you said?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, tune him in for the whole show now. Very cool. All right, so what do we got going on? We got a lot going on, a lot coming up. It's getting scary to think about and look at with all the events we've got planned, and I say we as in the Double L household. Fishing shows, fishing tournaments, of course the big Boondoggle coming up.
Boondoggle.
The calendar keeps filling up. So, I don't even know.
Boondoggle, boondoggle, boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
And we are getting close. We are almost a month away, 30-some days, until the Boondoggle in Cars Park, Florida. No motor zone. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Geez, I don't know where we're at now. Last I looked, I know we're over 180 people signed up for the event. We have an entourage heading down from Virginia, and we've added a couple more since last week, I think. We got few more people tagging along, so that's going to be really cool. A lot of fun. No, Don, we're not going streaking. Well, maybe you are, but yeah, no, it's going to be a lot of fun. If you don't know about the Boondoggle, I don't know where you've been for the last 3 months, 4 months, or whatever, but basically the Boondoggle is just that. It's a waste of time and money to go fishing. There's no tournament, no strings attached, really no entry fee or anything. Show up in a location. We do it twice a year, and this President's Day weekend coming up, it will be in Florida. So for more information, go to yakangler.com/boondoggle or kayakfishingradio.com/boondoggle. There's also a Facebook page. Just go on there for the Boondoggle, President's Day weekend Boondoggle, and get that off of the Kayak Fishing Radio Facebook page. So if you're not friends of ours on Kayak Fishing Radio, so give us a like, and then you can keep up to speed with everything going on Kayak Fishing Radio related and Boondoggle related. It's going to be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. So that's what I was talking about. Our list of events and things we're doing is growing by the day. It's going to be a hectic winter. We're going to have to take the month of April off just to recoup, I think. I guess that's not possible either, is it, Chris? Because month April, we got the fly fishing festival we got to do.
It's the weekend of the 20th, 21st, 22nd, something like that.
Yeah, so another
plus
fun, good event.
I'm doing a habitat seminar in between with Lynn Haven River now. Oh, and doing the run. Tidewater Howe, Fishing for Donuts, is going to be our team name.
Yeah, Chris has got a few of us involved, and we are running. I can't believe I used the word we and I are running Anyway, it's a good cause benefiting wounded warriors. But we're going to be running in a 5K. The first half of the 5K, you run the Krispy Kreme donuts, and you get to eat a dozen donuts. Now, that's per team, so the more people we get, hint, hint, the less donuts we have to eat. So it'll be awesome to get 12 people signed up. That would only be one donut per person. And then you got to run the other half of the 5K back to wherever. So somewhere in there, I can see some sick people running, but I don't even know when the last time was I ran, but I know it'll be interesting. So looking forward to it. Looking forward to it. So we got Mark Patterson from North Carolina Kayak Fishing Association. He's thrown in a little loop there on Chris, so she's got to wear her North Carolina Kayak Fishing Association T-shirt while running.
But we'll pimp that up.
We'll put pictures up.
I definitely need photographic evidence. That's the most important thing. I need photographic proof.
Mark will be running behind me. He can take plenty of pictures.
Wow, running behind us. No, I'm not running behind you in case those donuts don't stay down. I'm going to run at least beside you or in front of you. You got to give the people credit. Anybody out there, it's just kind of ironic to think that you're going to do a running event where you got to eat donuts. So it's kind of like you're catching both sides of the world there. I really don't want to run, but I will, but I get to eat a donut. I'm all for it.
Yeah, but the funny thing is Weight Watchers actually awards you a charm for having run a 5K. I don't think they had a Krispy Kreme donut run in mind.
Probably not. So we make it through that, we'll be doing fine. Because what's the date of that? Oh, the 26th. So that weekend is the Dodgewell show coming up in outside of Richmond, the King's Dominion area. So that's that weekend. So I get to do the show on the 25th and come back home to go run and eat donuts. Rushing home. And then the weekend after that is the Mid-Atlantic Saltwater Expo, who tonight our guest Kevin is with us, and we'll get to our guest in a few minutes to talk all about that upcoming event we have here locally in the Tidewater area. It's going to be an exciting thing and much closer to home and a lot closer to all of our listeners here that are in the Tidewater area, so I better see every one of you come by the booth at least one day that weekend, plus our Tidewater Howe chapter will have a booth there, so you got to combine say hi to the gang there. Anyway, then after that was what we just talked about, the Boondoggle, February 14th through the 18th.
Oh.
Holy God.
Boondoggle, Boondoggle, Boondoggle? What the heck is a boondoggle? Come out President's Day weekend to Cars Park in Titusville, Florida for family fun, great fishing in the no motor zone, and hang out with a bunch of crazy kayakers.
We're going streaking! Yeah!
Put your clothes back on, Chuck. For more information, please visit yakangler.com, your ultimate resource for kayak fishermen.
Speaking of streaking, Chuck, I just noticed he's tuned into the chat room. Welcome, Chuck. Hammerhead Craig Chris just tuned in, so we got some more people popping in on us, so welcome, everybody. I'm sure I say hello to each and every one of you.
Chris Johnson.
Hey, Chris. Oh, Chris, yep. Chris, what's going on, brother? How's things in? Yeah, you're in Alabama. Alabama, how about that game last night? I just got to say that. I'm not a big Alabama or SEC fan, but anybody...
You just want to talk about that Miss Alabama thing again. That's all it is. Not about the game.
Ridiculous. That was ridiculous. Anyway, we're talking fishing tonight, not football, but that was a good win last night. And let's see. So we talked about that. We're up to the Boondoggle. Now we're going to Mark Patterson's hometown of Greensboro, North Carolina. That will be the 22nd through the 24th, the Central North Carolina Fishing Expo. So any of our listeners in that area, go check out the expo there at the Coliseum in February 22nd through the 24th. I'm going to have a great little segue here while I'm talking about Greensboro. We're going to hit up the North Carolina Fishing Report from our one and only Philip Rucker, who pulls it out every week and sends us a report. I said last week that he didn't send us one, but he sent it after I had already opened the show and didn't go back and check my email. So, Philip, I apologize. We're not reading last week's report, but this week's report started. It's the same as last week. So I can read last week's report now because that's what this week's report was. So basically, Phillips says the Neuse River and Pamlico Sound, as long as there aren't any major freezes, the speckled trout bite should remain strong in the back creeks through the winter. Suspending jerk baits, 8-ounce soft plastics, and artificial shrimp undercorks work slowly or working well, which that should be good because the temperatures are going up on the East Coast this weekend. I saw a high here of almost 70 degrees on Sunday, so should be fine where Phillip's talking about. No freezes in the forecast. Then on the freshwater side, take a cue from local angler Jason Scott, he says, and work a jig and pig, who landed a solid 8-pound largemouth just before Christmas a couple weeks ago. A good location for this technique is off Long Point on the main body of lake. So thank you, Philip. Oh, wait a minute. Now let's go back to this week's report, not last week's report, because he did have an event coming up at Cadet Shore. Yes.
Hey, honey. I want to, Lord knows, I don't want to cut you off, but Don Rich, our friend Don Rich up in Northern Virginia, just offered to sponsor you at $25 a mile completed for the run.
Oh, wow. Pressure's on now.
Define completed.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Define completed. Do you have to run? Can that be a walk? Or what is that?
It's a walk-run thing anyway, dude. Don't put pressure on me, all right? I'm going to complete the daggone thing. If I got to get some roller skates and take the bloodhound, I'll take the bloodhound with me and have them drag me. I'm finishing the daggone run. That's all I got to say, okay? Donut smears on my face, whatever it takes. I'm going to finish it. I'll wear the Krispy Kreme box on my head. I don't know. I'll do something. I'll get across the line. Especially if Don's going to do that and we've got some money going towards the town. Heck yeah.
Good.
I'm on it. I'm on it. All right. Let me get back to poor little Philip there. Not poor little Philip, but Philip interrupted by my donut eating run conversation. He says this Saturday at Get Outdoors is hosting a presentation by the Yadkin River Keeper, followed by a presentation on anchoring in rivers. See the store website, that's Get Outdoors, calendar for more information. So go check out Get Outdoors website for any other upcoming events. Thank you once again, Philip. Always on time, getting official reports and local things in the Greensboro area. Mark, are you going to be there? Are you going to the Yadkin River Keeper presentation?
I'm at the Raleigh Fishing Show on...
Oh, is that this weekend?
That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Yep. So we'll have a booth out there. Captain Jerry will be doing seminars, ncboatshows.com for more info.
There you go. Well, thanks for putting that up there. I totally forgot. So this weekend in Raleigh, same people who put on the Richmond and the Greensboro show are doing the Raleigh leg of it all, so... Go by, say hello to Mark and all the gang. Say hi to Mr. Jerry Dilsaver there. Is our boy still doing the flounder tournament ours? Right.
No, right. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know he's retired from a lot of things, so I didn't know if he was still doing the seminar circuit or not. So always a good time to take in his flounder seminar.
Well, when you come down, we'll work on that.
Work on Flounder Seminar or work on, what's his name, back on the tournament circuit?
Working on you catching some flounder.
What are you trying to say?
your wife wants you, I'll tell you off the air.
All right. Wow, I'm not going to get off the air now. I don't like the way this is going. I'm going to do an all-night radio show, everybody. Sit down and make a pot of coffee.
90 minutes, remember, 90 minutes, and then they just cut us off.
Yeah, I know. I'm just joking. I couldn't last that long. All right, anyway, so we got all that covered. I'm trying to get this all out of the way so we can get to our guests. I know Kevin's on the road moving, and he probably wants to get home and eat dinner. So you still with us, Kevin? You hanging strong?
I'm home now.
Are you home? Okay.
I'm already home.
Man, he's already home. Like, it took that long. Long-winded son of a gun. All right, we got a few more things, Kevin, and we'll get to you. So go ahead and get relaxed at home now that you've made it, and we'll be right with you. Sorry to put you on for so long.
I'm good. Take your time.
All right, so we got that covered. And then, in case anybody who's not aware, we had Woody Calloway and John Grace on here a few weeks ago talking about the Adventure Fishing World Championship that's going to be held down in Everglades. And Chris and I will be saddling back up with a couple of our other Kayak Fishing Radio hosts to be entered in that tournament. That's March 1st through the 2nd. I can get my computer fingers to work here. I'll throw up the link to that. But there's definitely plenty of room. It's definitely something you all should think about if you're not already have it on your calendar. Take a look at it. It'll be a lot of fun. It's not your normal fishing tournament by any stretch of the imagination. Got a lot of little loops and tricks to it. It's a two-person event. Your partner and you have to be near each other the whole time. There's checkpoints, all kind of stuff that goes on in the tournament. So it's going to be cool. It's going to be different. You take a couple of whitewater guys and you give them the opportunity to put a fishing tournament together. Well, it's not going to be your normal fishing tournament. We'll see a couple of whitewater guys are now floating down the Grand Canyon Snake River with snow and freezing temperatures, so we already know that they're not too stable in the head. I don't know why anybody would willfully drive all the way across the country to get in a little kayak with a helmet on and float down the Snake River this time of year, but they're doing it, so good luck to you guys. Get home safe, and very cool to have them putting on this event coming up. So I know Chuck, and I believe, Chuck, have you determined your fishing partner? I know you're still in the chat room there. Give us, I think you and Pepe there are going to fish together. And then we got our Thursday night host, Chip Gibson, and his son are going to be fishing in the tournament. And then Chris and myself. So we got three teams for Kayak Fishing Radio. A whole bunch of other people going down. So Rucker, who I just did the fishing report from, he's going to be attending. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Take a look at it. If you don't already know about it, I put the website up on the chat room. It's adventurefishingworldchampionships.com for those of you podcasting or listening on your apps. You don't have the chat room in front of you. So go check that out. And I got one more, and then we'll get to our guest for tonight. The last one I know about coming up, and as always, if any of you have anything you want us to share, send it our way. Any one of our weekly hosts would be glad to put up your information. So, as you can tell, people travel all over to fish these tournaments and things. The Kayak Bass Fishing Open in Cross, South Carolina, put on by Hook One and KayakBassFishing.com, is March 14th through the 17th. Last Thursday on Chip Show. Actually, Chip Show was the... What is that thing called, Chris? Ustream? Edition from Chad Hoover, who basically went through the whole tournament. The rules and all the things pertaining to that, so you can get that back on the app, on the podcast. If you missed it, but Chad went through the whole rundown, right down to accommodations, the campground that's there, where you'd be fishing. Sounds pretty cool. Sounds pretty interesting, too, because you're not going to always fish the same spots, I guess. Kind of doing it a little bit like a format of a real big bass tournament, the boat guys, where you get kind of knocked down every day. So if you don't finish in a certain weight class, you're not fishing the next day, and they have a shoot-off day, I guess, at the end. So it looks pretty interesting, too, if I bass fished or even knew which end of the bass to hold. I might think about it, but not probably going to happen. So that's what we got. We got a lot of things coming up, a lot of things for everybody to take a look at, maybe attend, join, see you there hopefully at some of these. Locally, real quick, fishing report, it's pretty much the same, just like Philip Ruckert, we got striped bass and we have speckled trout. The ironic thing is this past weekend we just went through our big local rockfish tournament, which is, I don't know, they say it's the largest on the East Coast, which it probably is. The funny thing was, no stripers were weighed. So the final day, one fish, 33 pounds. So that team took home $175,000 for a 33-pound striper. The funny part about that was, for me, is all weekend long working at the tackle shop, we weighed in striper. People came in, we had some release citations, we had people weighing in fish. We, I don't remember how many total we weighed, but none of those people entered the tournament. So I don't know what was going on with the tournament crowd, where they were fishing or what they were doing, but they apparently weren't fishing where some of our customers were that brought in striper to weigh. But I do know a lot of people, I guess there was, Kevin, didn't you fish in that tournament?
No, I didn't fish in the tournament, but I was out there fishing. So
how were you? They had a bluefin division, didn't they? You know?
Yeah, they had a bluefin division this year, and I don't think anybody weighed one in. I know there were several caught, but I don't think those guys were in the tournament.
So, yeah, I don't know anybody that tuned in last week, or if you did not. We have bluefin tuna and striped bass all swimming together right out here 2 miles, 3 miles, or further off the shore of Virginia, which is something that doesn't happen very often. It happened last year. That's the first time I've ever seen bluefin that close since, I don't know, 15 years ago maybe. Kevin, you remember when they did the thing? We had the big bluefish that all the bluefin tuna were following.
Yeah, that was probably about 15, 16 years ago when that happened.
Yeah, so that was a while ago. Yeah, it's not a common occurrence around here. So, but it's pretty funny because we got all these people coming in the tackle shop now, and everybody that's a striper fisherman now, a tuna fisherman, coming in there and crying and whining because they keep getting their 320s broken off, all their striper gear, and they want a crash course on tuna fishing. It's kind of hard to teach somebody how to go tuna fishing in 20 minutes that they're trying to run through a tackle shop before they head out there. So. But they're out there, so for any of you locally who also have the ability to get on a boat and go fish, you can go catch some tuna. Just remember, 3 miles out, you better only be tuna fishing.
Question.
Answer. I'll try.
What, could you have been in the striper tournament in a kayak?
I guess you could
have. Yeah, but boy, the price of that tournament, dude, it wouldn't. There's no kayak except, like, they don't have a kayak division, so I don't even. Kevin probably could tell you more about. Maybe he paid attention to. It's a pretty pricey tournament to get in just off the bat. So it's kind of a sad, funny, ironic, whatever about the whole outcome of the event. Because second, they pay through seventh place. I think I read the other day. So second through seventh. They basically put names in a hat, and that's how they paid out the rest of them. Which happened 3 or 4 years ago. We had terrible weather. They rescheduled it. Terrible weather again. So bad, like, you couldn't even get out of the inlet to fish if there was fish out there. So they did the same thing then. They just put everybody's name in a hat. So you won by default if your name got drawn. So, yeah, with only one fish being weighed on the final day, the other, like I said, second through seventh, you got something if you were lucky enough to have. Now, I don't even know how many boats entered. Kevin, did you happen to hear how many boats entered?
I know it was 60 charter boats that fished the first day. I want to say it was close to 200 boats total. Because there was a lay day, and the more days you fish, the more it costs. I know that.
Right. Yeah, there is. You're right. You can lay out one day. You can fish more. Plus, there's a bunch of different Calcuttas for every day. So it's a pretty pricey tournament. But to have your 200 boats or whatever it may have been, and you took a chance on getting your name drawn out of the hat to win anything, that's pretty tough. But what are you going to do? I mean, no fish weighed. The event's over. So pretty wild. But, yeah, so... That was last weekend, but they're out there. I mean, obviously, I saw them come through the shop, and they're out there. I just don't know what was going on with the guys. Did you fish last weekend, Kevin? Did you guys do any good?
Yeah, we fished. We were fishing for bluefin, so we were out next to the light tower, and we, you know, of course, we're fishing with rockfish gear, and I think in 3 days that I fished, I think we probably threw back over 200 rockfish. So
wow.
They're out there too. Yeah, yeah. It's It's bad because you couldn't keep your lines in the water for the rockfish to catch the tuna. So you kind of weird year.
Yeah, it is very weird. That's why I was joking at the shop there that I said if it wasn't illegal, just throw a treble hook in the back of one of them big striper and you'd be sure to catch a tuna because that's what they're feeding on. So.
Yep, definitely.
Pretty crazy. Well, yeah, so I don't know, guys, as far as us being kayak anglers, what to say about that. I know that some of the rockfish were caught right off of Cape Henry. That was, at least that's what the anglers that came into the shop told us. So, if you get a calm day and you want to shove off down the north end of the beach and go out there and try, you probably can. Or actually, one group caught fish down at the golf ball. So for anybody locally, Stanbridge, the golf ball down that way. So like a day like today, it was pretty calm out there. So you can launch, go out there and give it a try. The rockfish are still here. And you still can catch them in the bay. You just got to, catch and release. So if you get your 44-inch plus striper and you got a witness with you and you get a measurement and you got that 44-incher, you can go ahead and register for a citation. But there's no kill in the bay now, so anything you catch, it better be swimming when you get done taking your hero shots. Did you catch any bluefin, Kevin?
No, we did. We did not hook up on a bluefin this year. Last year I was on them good, but this year they're evading me. So I think they know that I'm pulling 50s and 80s looking for them this year.
Well, it's not over yet, though, right? I mean, they're still around.
That's right. Oh, no, we got plenty of time.
Yeah. So, but the temperatures stay this way and the stripers stay here. Temperatures, the water temps stay this way. The stripers probably aren't going to go anywhere. So we can definitely see this for a couple weeks now if it stays like this. So. Which is cool, it's really cool. It's something to see. Like I said, I kind of had my doubts because people are coming in before it happens. And you think it's going to happen? I'm like, don't get too excited about it because there's no telling what's going to go on. Obviously, the Atlantic Ocean and those damn fish have spins, so can't keep up with them. But anyway, Chris, what's going on in the chat room? Everybody behaving?
Oh, yeah, we're having fun. We're talking with Tickle Me Tackle.
Oh, you got Tickle Me Tackle in there.
Yeah, Tickle Me Tackle.
Speaking of Tickle Me Tackle, I'm not going to say any more, but y'all are going to definitely want to tune in next Tuesday. All I'm going to say is I won't be here, but you're definitely going to want to tune in next Tuesday night.
I'm going to make that announcement at the end of the show.
Okay. Well, you got anything? Sorry.
Jeez,
I didn't know. All right, well, then we'll move along. Sorry. All right, so have we already been talking to Kevin? Kevin is what are you, Kevin? You're the man of many hats for this upcoming show, the director for the Mid-Atlantic Saltwater Fishing Expo that this year has moved from Richmond to Hampton.
That's right.
So
I'm a glutton for punishment.
What's that? You're a glutton for punishment?
I'm glutton for punishment. Yeah, that's what I am. That's my new title.
Well, I have to say, right off the bat, Kevin, I applaud you even for trying. I don't even know where, how, or when. This is your second year doing this particular show, and I don't even know how you'd pull something off that big. What with having a regular full-time job, owning a company, and being able to try to organize this whole thing coming up here in a couple weeks. We are only, 3 weeks out? Less than 3 weeks out, so it's coming close, so... Yeah, what made you even get into doing something like this? Where did you see the show starting? What started that?
I've always loved fishing, and I guess what really started me was I have a friend of mine that puts on a very successful hunting show, and he's in his 30. This is his 30th year. And I thought back to the first show that he ever had when I was a little kid. And, of course, I was there helping with the show, doing what a little kid could do, what he would allow me to do, and how much I learned in the hunting arena. And I got to thinking, I was going through a tackle shop one day, and a friend of mine, we were picking up some baits. We were getting ready to go offshore fishing, and he said, I don't like those. He said, those are fisherman catchers. They're not really fish catchers. and I didn't think much of his comment. You know, I kind of went on about our business. We got our stuff, and we left, and we went fishing. While we were fishing, I was thinking about it. I said, you know, I said, I bet you the guy that made that lure, I bet it works. And I bet we're not doing something right. So a few years went by. I ended up going to a fishing show, kind of like what I have. And sure enough, the guy that had that lure that he commented on was there. And I sat down and talked to the guy that designed the lure, made the lure, and talked to him about how to fish the lure that he made. And it's amazing that we were not fishing that lure right. And that's why we didn't catch any fish on it. We started fishing it the way that he designed it to be fished. And we started catching fish. So that's where I saw the need. You know, I knew if I had that problem, then everybody else had it. You know, finding, going to shows and seeing what's out there, you know, it's amazing how much stuff is out there, not only for, you know, any type of fishing, to find that stuff. And there's so many small custom guys out there that make good quality products that people just don't know about. So you bring them all to a show like this, you make the booths affordable for them, you make the entry fees to get into the show affordable for the people to come and learn, you have interested seminar speakers, and before you know it, lo and behold, you have a saltwater fishing expo. So that's in a nutshell how I got the show started and why I started the show. It was more or less because I needed to learn more stuff about what I enjoy doing, and said, you know, what a better way to do it than this way. So it's become a labor of love. It is a lot of work, but it's so much fun, and you meet so many great people doing this, both sides of the aisle. So
very cool. So this is our second year now with the Mid-Atlantic, and like I mentioned at the top of the show, it was in Richmond last year, and now you've moved closer to this side. So it's going to be, let's go ahead and do the dates and all that now. I know I said it earlier, but it's February 1st through the 3rd. What time does the show open and close now? What's the schedule?
All right,
it
opens on Friday at 12 o'clock noon, and we'll stay open until Friday night at 9 o'clock. Then we will reopen Saturday morning at 9 and stay open till 9 at night. And since it's Super Bowl Sunday, we've cut our Sunday hours back. We're only going to be open from 10 to 3. So that way everybody can get home in time to see the game.
Very cool. So let's see, who's all on the slate this year? Who do you have on the slate this year? Don't hit the big one. Don't hit the one we talked about. We'll talk more about him later, but...
Well, right now, coming as far as vendors, gosh, the list keeps growing day by day. You know, we have everybody there from boat care. Boats are there. You know, we have several marine dealers that are going to be there. A lot of custom rod guys are going to be there. Artists, custom tackle guys, the big name tackle guys will be there. You know, your big box brand stores will be there. It's just really something there for everybody. Of course, the Bretter guy's coming back. Mark will appreciate the Bretter guy coming back.
That was Kevin. That was Kevin. Cleaned up the Bretter guy. Is he with us tonight, Kai?
We be sure to buy someone the first day because they sold in Richmond. So,
is the candy lady coming back, Kevin?
I think the candy lady is coming back.
Kevin is done. That's it for him then.
Hey, Kevin.
Kevin cleaned out the candy lady, and I think he cleaned out the fish breading guy too. So,
yeah, I'm working with my candy lady. They are they're an older couple, George and Ann. I met those people at Hughes Show.
and they are the nicest old couple, and they're trying to figure out if they can stand to come back from Florida from their wintertime vacation to Hampton, and then we go back to Florida. So I hope they're there. I hope they're there because they are great people.
Kevin,
yes.
Mr. Vanderheiden would like to know, what time do the doors open for the vendors?
On Friday morning, 8 o'clock.
Okay.
They can get in. You can get in Thursday from 8 to 5 for all the vendors to set up, so they're not rushed on Friday. But it's at 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock on Friday, and then the doors open at?
The doors will open at 12 o'clock for all the show attendees.
Okay. I'm just trying to think for myself if I got enough time Friday to set up. That was purely selfish question right there. very cool. So we mentioned Kayak Kevin. So Kayak Kevin's going to be there. He's going to do seminars along. I'm going to be there with Chris. We're going to be doing seminars.
Maybe.
Who else do we have slated in the seminar arena?
In the seminar arena, we have Captain Dave Wetling and Instigator Sport Fishing and his son Josh Wetling of Release Marine. That will be they're giving offshore seminars. Basically, that's going to be pretty neat. If you've ever done any offshore fishing, I know a lot of kayak guys do. You know, do fish in a boat. This is going to be pretty neat because Dave is going to be talking about running the boat, and Josh is going to be talking about working in the pit, so that everybody is on the same page, which is extremely important. And together, Dave and Josh, I did not realize this until I was at Dave's house, they have won over $4 million in tuna and billfish tournaments. So
wow.
For those guys that want to know how to catch bluefin, that they will have the answers on how to catch bluefin.
So those are the guys I need to be hitting up to take me to lunch every day.
That's right. They're the ones. so that's pretty cool. And that's due this year. You know, I've never seen a seminar done like that. But that's really cool. And I also learned that pointclickfish.com is going to be at the seminar at the show, and they are going to be streaming the seminars live on the web. So that people that are out of town or in the military traveling will be able to see what's going on in the seminar, and they'll also be talking to all the vendors that are there and actually streaming their booths online so that everybody can be a part of it.
Well, cool. And you know, now that you mentioned that, if I can get up, we have a Ustream account for our Kayak Fishing Radio, so we'd be able to do the same thing from the show, and I'll do that. I'll try to figure all that out. I'm not that technologically savvy, but I'm sure somehow, some way, over the whole weekend, I'd be able to figure out how to film enough of it and be able to post it up on the Kayak Fishing Radio site and app. So I'll get up with Chip, and we can do that. Yeah, I'll have to do it from my iPhone. So I apologize now for anything that I can get across the iPhone. But cool, that'd be very cool.
Hey, Kevin.
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
How about if people want to bring their children? You got stuff lined up for kids? Anything going on for kids?
Yep. We've got stuff going on for kids. I'm trying to get two fighting chairs where we can have two kids fight each other as if they were fish in fighting chairs.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to do that. Of course, we're going to have the kayak pool there this year. Just like we had last year. So if a kid wants to sit in a kayak, we're going to have the pool there. If somebody wants to buy a kayak, we're going to have the pool there so they can actually sit in the kayak, paddle around a little bit, and test it out before they buy it. So I know I have the only show with a kayak pool inside of it.
So
yeah, that was cool last year.
If the guys want to bring their women...
Got plenty of stuff there for women.
Shopping?
Plenty of stuff there for women. Huh?
Shopping?
Yes. Yep. They can shop at the show. Yes, they can. It should be a family affair. That's what I would like to see. You know, it is a family affair. Something else that we're working on this year, and it'll be posted on our webpage a little bit later on as we get closer and get all the details worked out. But if you bring something fishing related that is new and unused, I'm going to give you $2 off of your admission, and where all of that product will be going to take underprivileged children fishing.
So
the kids are our future, and we need to do more for those youngsters to get them involved. And we're just working out the final details, but like I say, that will be on our webpage as the show gets closer and we get everything worked out. So, you know, if you bring a pack of bobbers in that cost you $1, I'll give you $2 off to get in. So
very cool.
Are you gonna have food?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Will you have funnel cake?
No, but I'm gonna have roasted almonds.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, wow.
So,
Krispy Kreme donuts prepping. I'm going to see how many I can eat and run around the show. it's a big building, Mark, so maybe what we'll do is we'll make you run around, eat some almonds, and run around again. We'll see how many laps you can get in that way.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate all the support. I really see who my true friends are when it comes out in the end. That's pretty cool.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Everybody tuned in a little late. It's like wondering, what the heck's going on? Yeah, funnel cake.
But, no, I am so glad that I moved the show to Hampton. The building there is just immaculate. If you've ever been in the convention center, it's just so exciting. And there, the city of Hampton's doing a lot to help promote the show, and they really want to see it a big success because they see the need, you know, for this, and they want to be the home of the show for a long time to come. And so far they've been over backwards to accommodate everything that we've asked for. So,
well, that's great.
I got to get my hat off to them. So we have a beautiful building and a beautiful show.
Well, Chris and I are just happy because we can come home every night and sleep on our own bed. We don't have to find a no-tail motel again like we did last year.
Oh, yeah, with pulpit holes and mold.
Now I have to do that this year, so I guess that's...
we'll make sure. You tell us where you're staying, and we'll make sure it's not in the shotgun alley like we stayed in last year. Well, we didn't stay. We spent an hour in our room, and we moved. But, yeah, that's for a different story for a different time. But, anyway.
It's only an hour from Richmond. And, Mark, you know I'm back and forth to the beach all the time, so I'll probably stay home and just make the drive. So... Not that bad.
You're a better man. Better man than me. Better man than me. Well, the mileage we're going to put on in the next few months, I'm going to try to stay out of the car as often as I can.
But besides all those
people that we talked about, the other one you have returning from last year is Mark Davis. So that's pretty exciting. Mark came back.
Yeah, Mark is coming back. Mark is a great guy. He has the number one fishing show on the Outdoor Channel again this year. And this is several years running that he has been able to do this. And to get Mark there is great. And Mark actually rode up this year and shot a TV show in Virginia Beach, deep dropping. And for Mark to do that, it says a lot about him. And to watch how the painstaking things that he goes through to make a TV show, it's utterly amazing. But we ended up with one, two, three, four,
four, I think it's five different species of fish caught off the coast of Virginia that has never been on TV before ever. So that's pretty amazing. That's really amazing. And just to sit down and talk to Mark, that's worth the price of admission.
Do you know when that show is going to run? The show that you've
Yeah, it's going to run the last weekend in January.
Perfect time.
I don't know the dates right off the top of my head, but I know the time slots is Friday at 2:30 p.m., Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m., and then Sunday morning at 6:00 a.m.
Cool.
It's on the Outdoor Channel, so that's cool. He actually has the anchor spot on the Outdoor Channel now, and he's excited about that. I'm excited because he based this whole TV episode on the Mid-Atlantic Saltwater Fishing Expo. So
that's a lot of credit and a lot of good things to say about you and the event you're putting on as somebody with the number one TV show, fishing show out there on the Outdoor Network. And A, come back again, and B, come back and film a show here in our waters. So that's got to say a lot, and that definitely should make you feel good too.
It does, and it wasn't just deep dropping that we did. We actually flounder fished one day, and that was our first day of filming, and I told Mark that. I don't know how much flounder he's going to be able to put on the show because deep dropping's usually you drop down, you're reeling up a fish. You drop down, you're reeling up a fish. And we got so much footage offshore that since he opened the show talking that we were going to have flounder on it, I think one flounder made it on the show, but it was unbelievable that the number of flounder that we caught that day. That's good that Mark was here because now when he sits down to do a seminar, he relates to the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel or he relates to fishing some of the structure that we were fishing in the bay that anybody can get to fish, whether in a kayak or in a boat. So I think that's going to make his seminars a lot more interesting to people around here too because he relates to exactly what we did and how we did it. So, I think that's going to be an improvement over last year also.
Cool. Well, we're looking forward to it again, and I can't, it's going to be fun. It's a lot of fun. I always enjoy those type of events. And I thank you for having, like I said, at the top of the interview, for you to be able to put it all together. I was thinking about it the other day. Several years ago, I was the tournament director for the Virginia Beach Surf Fishing Tournament 2 years in a row, and having to get 50 surf fishing teams on the base at Dam Neck and then, coordinate all that. I don't know if anybody is listening or if you yourself has ever fished in a surf fishing tournament, but that's pretty crazy because not only do you got to cut the beach up into quadrants, and then you got to move everybody around twice a day, and that was hectic enough. So trying to get all this together, my hat's off to you.
I'm glad you said surf fishing because I actually forgot about those guys. We've got Ryan White, who's the third generation owner of Hatteras Jack. He's going to be there giving surf fishing seminars, and Tommy Farmer, who is a six-time U.S. World Champion surfcaster, is going to be at the show giving seminars this year. So, we have everybody covered. I know you and Kevin do all the kayak and the inshore fishing and, from the beach all the way out, we've got a seminar there for you. So,
that's awesome. Is Jet Ski Ryan coming back this year?
Yep, Jet Ski Brian's coming back. He's going to bring his jet ski back in there. And, he's a draw in himself just to meet Brian and look at the pictures he's taken and see his skis. They're amazing what he's done with the jet ski.
Yeah, it's been tricked out. Definitely. Well, very cool. Does anybody have any other questions? Everybody in the chat room, I know you said you didn't have the computer going because you were obviously driving when we first started all this, but a lot of people in the chat room, some that aren't even local to us, are saying that it sounds like a great time and wish they were closer to be able to attend. Tom Vanderheiden with Tidewater House, and he's really looking forward to the event. So it looks like a lot of people are pretty excited about it. So
Frank
they are all there.
They are. And one thing new this year, Mark, again, we have the deal if you bring in the new unused, you know, fishing item that we can use for the kids, we're going to give you $2 off. There'll be a $2 off coupon on our webpage, so you can get in at a discounted rate. The other thing we're doing is we're going to have a three-day pass, a weekend pass, and that's going to be $15 without a coupon or tackle item, or $2 with the coupon, or $13 with the coupon or the tackle item we can give to the kids to go fishing. So for $13, you'll be able to come back all weekend long, so you don't have to feel rushed walking through the expo. You'll be able to come back and forth at your leisure, and that's something people ask for, and that's something we want to do. I want to give everybody what they're looking for and what they want. So,
very cool. And I think I read, too, there's no parking, right? There's no parking.
No, parking is free. Parking is free. So I don't want you to have to pay to park. I'm taking care of all the parking.
Well, there's no reason for anybody locally or in the area to miss out on this, then, for everything you just mentioned, along with all the seminars and tackle you're going to have available. And like you said, you're covering it from inshore all the way out to the way blue deep. So I think it's definitely going to have it all covered.
Yep. And I do have a few booths left. If anybody, you know, out there wants a booth, just give me a call. We're on Facebook. You know, MidAtlanticSaltwaterFishing.com, and we can, like I say, we've still got a couple of booths left. We can get you in there in the show, and it'll be really good. You know, we have a large number of people returning from the first year because it was such a good show.
Very cool. Well, Kevin, we look forward to it, and we thank you for giving up your Tuesday evening. If anybody else doesn't have any questions or anything they want to share about this, we're going to let Kevin get going, and we're at the top of our hour. So we look forward. Kevin, let us know about the, as the details come across about the toy, and we'll make sure to share that on the show and on our website and our Facebook page also, so everybody knows the details.
Yeah, definitely do that. I just, like I say, we're close to getting that worked out, and it's going to happen. I will, I'll make sure that everybody gets the details on that. And like I say, I hope to see everybody there. I know I'm looking forward to it being here and meeting and seeing all my friends from last year. So, and I'll be back down at the beach this weekend, Mark. So I'm sure I'll run into you when I run into the tackle shop.
Now, unless you're going to be on a plane going to South America, I leave town on Saturday morning at 6 a.m. I'm heading to Curaçao Island. So
I'm not going to see you then.
No.
have a good flight. I'm not going to see you then.
No, you won't. But good luck out there. Get out there and get us some tuna. And we'll have some tuna steaks next at the show or something.
That's right. We can do that. Thanks so much, Mark. Nice talking
Thanks
to you.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for being on tonight, and we'll look forward to hearing from you again, and see you in a couple weeks.
All right. See you, Mark. Thank you.
All right, Kevin. Take care. Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. Well, it sounds like that is definitely, if you're in this local area here in the Tidewater area, you want to probably come out and check it out. It's going to be a good show, good times. We had a lot of fun doing it last year. So definitely looking good. Mr. Patterson, can you get in the car and make it up on the first to the third?
Oh, Mr. Patterson dropped. Come on now. His cell phone battery.
Oh, it's his bedtime. Yeah, what was I thinking? It's 9 o'clock. All right, Mark, we'll get your warm glass of milk and go lay down for the night.
He can't hear you.
All right, very cool.
Honey, he's gone.
I know. I just had to say
okay,
that, though.
Can I now? Can I?
You go right ahead.
Okay. With that said, I will make a special announcement for next week.
Honey, I'm going to interrupt you. Honey?
Yes?
We can't hear you because you're talking over top of that music that Tommy Jighead loves so much.
Why not? Did anybody hear me say anything? Yeah, Melita did. Well, here's the big announcement. Next week, Melita and I will be hosting the Double L Show next Tuesday. So it's going to be a Chick Tuesday. Ladies and gentlemen, my special co-host will be the one and only Tickle Me Tackle, Melita. Mark will be out of town. That's right.
Wow.
On. Mama is home to play.
And the following Tuesday, we will not have a show because we will lose our Tuesday night spot.
What?
I'm just joking.
That's not funny.
What'd she say? My name is Lynn, so I miss the bill.
My middle name is Lynn, so... Oh, see, it's still an L. They might get a bunch of girls. It'll
L. Don't worry, I'm sure I can get my... I'll have internet in the Carousel Island so I can at least download the podcast if I don't get to listen to it.
We don't know that for sure yet. You don't know that conclusively. Plus, isn't there a time change, too? So you might not even know what we're doing.
Nah, I'm good. No, I'll catch up. Don't worry. Well, you guys have fun next Tuesday. Everybody, you've been warned. Chris and Melita are on the mic, so whatever happens on Kayak Fishing Radio, stays on Kayak Fishing Radio.
That'll probably be the most you'll ever hear me talk.
You can't give your own red cards.
Oh, yeah. Well, they might not never, ever want to listen to me again after that.
Yeah, you'll be fine. She says, I feel restricted. I won't listen. Melita, okay? Just go do your thing. I'm going to an 85 degree sunny island in South America. I'll make sure I won't see it.
She's letting it all hang out. Wow, this is going to be hot.
Buttons. They're going to press their own buttons, Tommy. Nobody there to do it for them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, very cool. We thank you, everyone, for tuning in again. Had a great time. Look forward to that show that Kevin was just talking about. It's going to be a lot of fun. So mark your calendars. Love to see you come by the booth.
Saltwater.
Tommy V, you're still there. You good on help? While you got the chat room here, if you're still looking for some assistance with the how booth, let everybody know one more time how to get in touch with you. I'm not sure where the booth. Somebody asked where we were in relation to that booth, but I don't know. So hopefully we're not too close to the batter fry guy again. Yeah, Tom said he's good. He's got just a few left, so that's awesome. Awesome, everybody stepping up to help out. Very cool. All right, with that being said, I got nothing left. So you guys take care. Again, we appreciate it. We will see you. Well, I will see you in 2 weeks. Next week, you have the new condensed female double L version because we're stretching it with Melita being Melita Lynn. So double L show, all female edition next Tuesday night. All right. Anything else, Chris? Did we miss anything? We covered all?
No. With that said, Mark is going to be out of town. I'm probably going to be fishing somewhere. Hence, you know, the weather forecast just looks incredible for Sunday. With that said, safety, 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 people, don't be deceived. Only because the outside temperature is going to be warmer doesn't mean that the water is going to be warmer. Think about it. And remember, take your children fishing. They're our next generation anglers. Good night, everybody.
Good night.